Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show. You have Sharon and
Lucy, and we're the Chemo Girls.
As usual, we're coming to you from South Georgia, and we've been sitting here talking about the fact that we've moved from spring to summer.
Very quickly.
Really quickly.
If anyone is out there from the South, you know what we're talking about. We go from winter to summer.
Yeah.
With like 2 days of spring, right?
Sure. And, you know, I kind of had some really great ideas.
Do you?
Yeah. The
What's
day's
going on?
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that maybe we would go put on our string bikinis.
But you can put on a bikini. I'm not.
Go in the backyard, get our lawn chairs.
Okay.
Maybe get a little baby oil and iodine, mix it up, shake it up real good, start up the sprinkler system, and just worship the sun for the rest of the day.
Sharon, I haven't done that since I was like 18 years old.
I'm not doing the math, Lucy, okay? I'm not doing the math on that one.
You don't have enough fingers and toes, believe me.
But it's been just about as long for me. How about this one? We go and get our lawn chairs and a cooler full of frozen drinks, right?
Uh-huh. Got you there.
And and go find an old barn by a field that has like one of those tin roofs that runs.
Reflects off.
Yeah, bright, shiny tin.
Yeah.
And lube up with that same baby oil and just lay
you
in
know,
front of that.
If I got a really good tan today, then I could wear that white strapless little sundress tonight.
Look so
you know,
healthy with a nice tan.
Oh, a nice tan is great, isn't it?
But
what about that red that comes before you know the tan? Actually, that
it'll be all right.
Isn't that healthy too?
Not so much, guys. I'm sure you're all cringing at the thought of what
gosh.
We're talking about.
Can you believe that we actually used to do that, Sharon? Or did you?
Honey.
You know, ever since I've known you, you've had very fair skin.
No.
And so I don't really know you with a tan.
I come from a long line of tanners.
Uh-huh. The iodine and the baby oil and all of that.
Sweetie, I was the color of chocolate.
Ah.
I promise you. I was dark, dark. And everything that I mentioned to you, you know, these are just a few of the many stupid things that I've done in the past in the name of worshiping the sun and getting that summer glow.
So what really we're going to talk to you about today is the harmful things that can come from unprotecting your skin.
Yeah, the repercussions of this
during
behavior.
Sun exposure, right, Sharon?
Yes.
We're talking about skin cancer.
Yeah. It stinks, but it's reality, and more people are being diagnosed with it all the time.
That's right. Tell us a little bit, Sharon, about some recent incidences that you've had at a dermatology office with skin cancer.
Well, I went, I think it was in February, and they took about three places, which they normally take a few on me. I try to be real careful and, you know, keep an eye on what's going on with the skin and stuff. But this time, they came back with the two kind of odd reports. I'm going to say up front, I don't have skin cancer. But I did have some unusual cells around a mole that they said could tend to turn to melanoma.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we gouged that spot out pretty good, so I feel pretty safe about that. And then I had some precancerous cells that came up on my chest.
Okay.
So we're going to work on that, but it was not a week later. I had a different kind of patch come up, and I've been to the doctor, and they said it's another little precancerous patch.
Wow.
So she said, luckily, my face and neck have fared pretty well given all the damage that I've done over the years, but kind of from the bottom of my neck down.
Oh, gonna have to be really careful.
Sure.
Well, tell me, what's that feel like? You know, you are a cancer survivor of many years now.
Yeah.
12 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it feels like to hear the words, you have cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so tell me what you felt whenever you heard you have precancerous cells on your chest.
Do you want to know that I cried in the office.
I can imagine.
Not a big boo-hoo, kind of a, I feel stupid doing this, but I did.
Yeah.
you know, when she
because
was like,
oh, pre-cancer has the word cancer
it
in
does.
It.
Yes, it does. And I don't think that this person was entirely familiar with my history. And so, you know, they send in kind of a new person every time. And so I told them real quickly, and they're like, well, of course, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not. The bad thing is, I know if I were diagnosed with cancer, I'd manage it. I'd deal with it. I often say I think the worst part is the fear leading up to it, not knowing what to expect, feeling like it's looming over your shoulder.
Right.
You know, I think that's the part that I dread is, you know, having to be so on top of it. You know, every 3 months, let's go in and check on this. I'm tickled pink that they're going to keep an eye on it.
That's right.
Do not get me wrong. But, yeah, it feels a little heavy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. You know, I've fortunately not had any situations that look suspicious. However, I have abused the sun all my life. I am a person that likes to have a tan.
Yes.
And in the winter, I like to have a tan. Yeah. Not a deep tan, but just enough not to, you know, be glaring.
Not
when
to
you
feel pasty.
Yeah. So I climb into the old tanning beds, you know,
yes,
as much as our doctors have told us not to do. And, you know, even though I've not had any precancerous places, I now have sunspots.
Right.
You know, a good many sunspots. And I always wish that I had listened to people.
Mm-hmm.
In my younger years, as I was out by the pool or on the beach, not putting any sunscreen on at all. Now,
correct,
is that ridiculous or not?
Yeah.
But, you know, my mind told me if I put on sunscreen, I wouldn't get a good tan that day.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have come to realize and understand over the last few years is that you can still get a tan if even with sunscreen,
mm-hmm,
using the right kind of sunscreen that is filtering out the damaging,
right,
rays
the
and allowing
spectrum,
the good rays to come through. So, Sharon, what I think we need to do today is to give our listeners some tips about being healthy in the sun.
Well,
not saying to, you know,
stay inside
and not those gamma rays, those are really good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we need that vitamin D.
That's right.
We do. And not only that, you know, just interacting with nature definitely has a really strong impact on our emotional well-being, our, you know, our mental balance.
Absolutely. So what can we do to keep ourselves safe while being in the sun?
You know, definitely we need to be using a broad spectrum sunscreen.
Right.
You know, and the advice I got, which luckily I'm the age that I am, it's not going to bother me so much now, but I was advised to get a SPF 50 rash guard that goes to my wrists.
Okay.
So I will be donning the long sleeve shirt on the beach. So I'm hoping I'll look like a surfer. What do you think, Lucy?
We can go to the right shops. We can outfit you.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll just go get a board and carry it around the beach.
And, you know, those big brim hats,
yes,
that are so popular now.
Yes.
Well, you'll just be right in style.
Well, and you need the hat because, you know, people do get burnt on their scalp all the time.
That's right.
And people, they lube up their face and their shoulders and their arms.
Yep.
They do nothing about their head, much less the back of their neck or their ears. A lot of men get burned on their head, the back of their neck, and on the back of their ears, melanoma will start for them.
That's right.
And so instead of gentlemen wearing the baseball cap, you might want to consider that floppy hat,
mm-hmm,
that you picture someone doing yard work in or gardening. The man's version.
Yeah, or a safari cap.
Sure, that's what
yeah,
I'm talking about right there. Good name for it, safari cap. That's what my husband wears in the yard. And this will cover your neck and your ears and all of that. And if you can find it with an SPF rating, all the better.
That's right.
Another thing that I learned, and hopefully this is as correct as it can be, you need to go with 30 SPF or better really focus on 30. Mm-hmm. You know, that's your magic number. Anything more, I don't know how much good that's doing you, but you need at least 30.
Okay.
And it doesn't need to be a chemical sunscreen. It should be a natural sunscreen, something that has no parabens.
That's right.
And contains things like zinc.
That's right. That's one of the big ingredients, mm-hmm. I think, that a dermatologist will recommend in a sunscreen is zinc.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I'm even going to go so far as, you know, to wear something more along the line of a long bicycle short on the beach. Number one, you know, I'm going to get as much coverage as I can because of what they've told me. But secondly, I think it's going to be more comfortable, Lucy.
There you go.
I'm not going to have to be yanking and pulling on my swimsuit all the time.
No, you'll be comfortable.
I'll be comfortable. So, and you know, I realize as long as you've known me, I've been fair. And there are these stories, you know, that I was darker when I was younger. But in my 20s, my very best friend
mm-hmm.
that I met in college, my first year of college in 1985, she was diagnosed with melanoma.
Right.
And this was a gut blow. I mean, it's like being limb hit on a horse. It was,
yeah.
It was a big deal to everyone. She went through all sorts of treatment, and she has fared better than the statistics would ever have suggested. You know, we were in our late 20s, and it won't be many years before we'll be greeting 50. And
yeah.
So this is a big deal. She's become a mother since then, and our friendship has been constant, and I can't say enough about it, all these years. So she did make me promise when she was diagnosed to stop worshiping the sun. This is something we used to do together.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. This is why I'm so pasty.
Well, you know, God goes before us, Detney, mm-hmm. Knowing the history
mm-hmm.
that you would later in life face with mm-hmm. some precancerous conditions. He let your best friend, even when she did not even know what she was doing, make you promise
sure.
to protect your skin.
Nella may just have saved my life.
Just amazing, amazing story.
Yeah.
And
mm.
Sharon, you do not look pasty. You are
I'm
as
milky
beautiful
white.
As you can be.
Thank you. So I do love a tan, but I have learned that it's okay.
That's
it's okay.
Okay
not to have
it is
one.
Okay.
So, and it's also going to be okay to be, you know, dressed to the nines at the beach, I guess, wearing hats and zinc and everything else. But, you know, I'll tell you that my children are going to be raised this way.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be wearing the hats. We're all going to be wearing SPF rash guards. And we will all be lubed up in the appropriate
right
broad spectrum.
You know, I spend quite sunscreen. A bit of time walking the beach. It's kind of my mental time of release, and you know, I just enjoy it so much. When you get to the beach, it's people don't care.
Mm-mm.
You see it all. You see long sleeves, short sleeves, bathing suits, no suits sometimes, you know.
Ooh.
It's all over the place. So, you know, you will fit in just fine.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. And I think the longer that we, you know, the more that history rolls forward, I think there will be more of that. There will be more wisdom in this. So I think it'll be good. And so the next thing I would love to share with you guys are the worst hours in the day to be in the sun.
Hmm.
I think this is a big deal because
I don't think I know this.
Well,
tidbit of information here.
Nella does. And so, like I said, she and I bonded sunbathing essentially
mm-hmm.
and hanging out at the pool. And so we still take family vacations together.
Right.
Fairly frequently at the beach. And so she really heeds this information a lot. So we go to the beach and everything is geared around these hours to be on the beach or not on the beach. So let's see. It says to seek shade between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Yep, that's exactly what she says. I found this. Guys, I'm sitting here looking at the internet. It says weather.com. So between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., you want to not be outside. Well, we would get up in the morning, and by about 8 o'clock, we would be out there digging in the sand, playing in the tide pools, and walking and collecting seashells and playing in the water. Then we would come in, do an early lunch, take naps, catch a movie, play board games, grill out, hang out under the porch areas, and be ready at 2 o'clock to hit the beach again. That still gives you a lot of time out in the sun.
It is. Absolutely.
So between everything that we've just told you, hopefully you guys can be outside in the sun and do this in a healthy way.
That's right.
And enjoy the entire summer. I know I plan to.
That's right.
Lucy, we going to the beach house anytime soon?
Well, it's rented right now, but we'll make a way.
We'll make a way. So I guess that's a wrap on skin cancers. So,
yeah. We didn't want to be real technical out here with about different types of cancers and such today, guys. We just wanted to have just a little conversational session, just talking about the safety of using wisdom while you're in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of the sun, Sharon, I think last weekend you had to be a little careful of the sun. You and your family were out for a good while celebrating little baby's birthday. Tell us, I think you were sharing with me a little earlier about, I think that was your not just surviving but thriving tidbit of your week.
Yes, last weekend went to the Jacksonville, Florida Zoo. If any of you guys ever get an opportunity, it is a fantastic zoo. And we went with my mother-in-law, my husband's mother, all four of the kids, and then my husband's grandmother, Granny Taylor.
Sweet.
Hi, Granny Taylor. And we celebrated Mother's Day and Jocelyn's birthday all at once. But in the middle of the day, we decided to go catch some shade out around some picnic tables and eat a Hello Kitty birthday cake for Jossie Bell. So this was great fun. And honey, there was so much dye in that cake. I have never, in all my born days, those girls started sticking their tongues out. It looked like they had taken wall paint and painted their tongue bright raspberry, chalky pink. It was amazing.
Does that make you wonder what they're eating?
Yes, it does. It was, you know, I won't get into that. You guys know how I feel about nutrition. So I was cringing and smiling all at once. But they gathered around Granny Taylor's wheelchair. And my mother-in-law took out her camera, and we have this fantastic picture of Granny Taylor and all the little ones with their tongues out, all these bright pink tongues. Yes. And perhaps I can get my mother-in-law to post that picture on our Facebook page for
you guys. We need to save that one for October.
Yeah, true. But that is my not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day. It was, you know, taking the time to enjoy the day together. You know, we went from there swimming. It was just a day off, and we do not do that enough.
Yeah.
And celebrating our sweet baby's birthday.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Pink tongues and all.
Definitely a Strivey moment.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, well, guys, I think that's it. And we will be talking to you again next week.
That's right. And speaking of Nella.
Yes.
I think we're going to be speaking with Nella next week.
We are.
About her experience with melanoma.
We are, and I just cannot wait for you guys to meet her.
It's going to be a great interview.
It is. So,
and lots of pearls of wisdom.
Lots of pearls of wisdom. You guys stay tuned for that.
Until later, all of our friends out there, this is Lucy
and Sharon,
and we are saying goodbye for now, but in our hearts forever.
That's right. We're not just surviving, but we're thriving with you.
Bye-bye. All.